find paying clients. Let's talk about it. So as a Christian business coach and first a Christian entrepreneur before that, I know exactly what it is like to have a heart to help people and know that what you're doing is valuable, know you should be charging, maybe knowing you should be charging a certain rate, but you still cringe or hide when it comes to actually prioritizing things like marketing and sales because you have all these stories and beliefs and fears, right? And so we're not going to get into that today fully, but we are going to dabble about it. And of course, we're going to cover how you can find clients, and not just clients, because we both probably know what it's like to work for free, but how you can find paying clients. So let's get into it. The first thing we need to talk about is the roadblock, right? I would not be a good coach, right? I would just be a strategist if I didn't help you get over the roadblock. Because the truth is, if I offered you $1,000 in cash right now, you could probably think of at least 3 to 5 things you could do today to get closer to getting a new client or to find one today. And even if you're like, no, Angel, I'm still a little blocked, right? I still can't think of anything. What if I asked you, if I told you your best friend is thinking about starting a business, but she doesn't know where to get started? The chances are high that there are a few ideas that would pop into your mind. Why is that? Why will your brain work for others or when more properly motivated than when you're just trying to build your business in a day-to-day life? Once again, that's a deeper dive than we have time for today. What I will tell you though, is that if you want to find paying clients, a strategy alone, which I am going to tell you like ways of actions you can take to find a paying client, a strategy alone is not going to help. Me just telling you actions to do or tasks to do, it's not going to help because if you're not finding them now, the issue is probably a little bit deeper than just knowing what to do. So I want you to really think about and even ask God, what is your roadblock? What is stopping you, right? Is it fear of showing up online, on camera, like I am right now? Are you afraid of how people are going to perceive you? What people are going to think? Do you not like the sound of your own voice? Do you not like how you look, right? Do you not feel good enough to sell what you're selling? Do you still feel underqualified, right? Have you gotten all the certifications and the degrees, but you don't feel good enough? Do you not feel worthy of more? What is it, right? So identify that and be willing to challenge it. Because whatever your roadblock is, I want to assure you, it can be removed. It really, really can. And once you remove it, now we can get into the strategy of how to find paying clients. So the first is really to expand your network, right? Expand the people that you know. So ask yourself, what are some ways that you are willing to do? Because it's going to keep coming down to what you're willing to do. And it may require you, it's probably going to require you to leave your comfort zone. So how are you meeting new people on a regular basis? It can be business organizations, volunteer organizations, social clubs. It can be joining a new gym, going to a coffee shop and talking to at least 3 people. The list of opportunities are endless, right? It could be hosting a webinar. It can be going to a library or organization in your community and offering to host a free workshop. It could be contacting companies and offering to host a complimentary workshop in your area of expertise. There are thousands of ways to create opportunities to expand your network. And the reality is, if you want to find paying clients, you need to be dedicating at least minimum 1 to 3 hours of your week expanding your network every week. You need a pool of people to pull from, right? So when you're looking for clients in the very beginning, before you get into the ads and the funnels and all of that, just need to put in the groundwork. And everyone has done it. This is very foundational, right? So expand your network. And I do want to say, this does not mean you have to meet people and, you know, shove your business card in their hand. It's just about, which is what we're going to go to next, building relationships.
right? And so for those of you who are thinking, okay, she's supposed to be talking about finding clients, how do we get to building relationships?
Well, first, before a person become a client, they need to know that you exist. They need to know what you do and who you are. And so that's why you're going to expand your network, right? Every week, you're going to spend minimum 1 to 3 hours a week increasing the people who know you and know what you do. And this can be online or in person. If you're looking for a new client ASAP, I recommend a hybrid of both, right? Expanding your network online and expanding your network in person as well. Then you're going to build the relationships, right? And this can be done very quickly. This can be done in a conversation. One of the fastest clients I ever had, I had only known her 20 minutes. I went to a networking event, didn't really know anyone there, was talking to her, was really excited about a trip because in my business, we do luxury retreats, right? So I was talking to her about the trips I had coming up, and I'm just excited. And she, like, less than knowing her 30 minutes, she PayPal'd me $5,500 to sign up for the program, right? So I expanded my network by showing up to this event, and it was very casual. It was at not a coffee shop, but they sell like coffee and like nutrition shakes and stuff like that. So I expanded my network by showing up, and 30 minutes later, I had built the relationship just in one conversation, told her about the program, right? And it wasn't me trying to convince her to sign up. She was like, what do you have going on? And I told her about the retreats because I was excited. She asked a few questions, so it was very natural, right? Nothing I'm telling you is sleazy or out of integrity. It's all very natural, right? So you want to build relationships. And then after that, you want to create opportunities. For conversion. So this is how you find a paying client, right? Because if you meet someone, right, and that is, again, I want to make sure I get really, really clear on this, because I know some people will get stuck up on, well, how do I expand my network? There are network events, right? Don't want you to get stuck on that. You can volunteer, right? You can find a niche organization. So recently I joined a Christian business woman's organization that's local, because that's a niche. I'm a Christian, right? You can use Eventbrite to find different events in your area. You can host a free workshop. Once again, this is at a library or a company. People love to give their people stuff when it's free. It can even be a church, whatever your audience is. It can be a gym, right? If you're a health club, right? It could be a doctor's office, right? If you help people with their health, there are so many opportunities. So these are 5 ways you can research to find more, right? So first, you're going to expand your network by spending 1 to 3 hours a week. Okay, it's building the people that you know in life, right? No pressure. Then you're of those people that you're meeting, some of those are just going to be people that you now know, but some of them are going to be potential clients. And it's for you to find out who by just having a conversation and getting to know more. So, and that's how you're going to build the relationships. And some easy ways to do this is just to invite someone to coffee. Let me be clear. Don't invite them feeling pressure of like, oh, I'm trying to sell to you, because people can feel that. Just invite them to coffee to get to know them better. Invite them to lunch, right? Invite them to a Zoom virtual chat, right? And genuinely be interested. So this is a very low pressure strategy, okay? You're just going to build a relationship. For those who you believe can benefit from your services, you're going to create an opportunity for conversion. So what that looks like is, if you're out to lunch with someone who you believe you can help, you can let them know about a program you have and say, hey, I'd love to maybe schedule a time to talk online and tell you about what I do, because I think I could really help you. I know you mentioned you had this goal, right? So if you're a personal trainer and they've mentioned their diet a few times, you can just let them know, hey, we don't have to talk about this right now because that's not what this is about, but I'd love to give you a free session because I actually help people with their nutrition, right? Very natural, very organic, very non-sleazy. You're just going to care about the person, right? And you're going to create opportunities for conversion. When you invite them to a free session, if you're an accountant, maybe you can just say, hey, I know you mentioned you have some money goals that you've been struggling with. Another time, maybe I could give you a free audit, right? If they say yes, well, whether they say yes or no, by offering them that free audit, you've just created an opportunity for conversion. Because if they say yes, which most likely they will, right? It's free. They're just getting to know you. Then during that actually free session, you'll get to build the know, like, and trust factor and create the demand, right, of them now having the opportunity to work for you. So it doesn't have to be as hard as it can feel. We can make it so, especially as women, we can make it so big in our heads of, I just don't know what to do and I don't know where to start and what I'm doing isn't working. Are you doing all three of these things?
Maybe you're creating opportunities for conversion, but you're not building the relationship, right? And that's really just being a genuine person and letting people in and also getting to know them, right? Maybe you build relationships, but you only do it once a year, right? Maybe you're not spending time on a weekly basis expanding your network. And maybe you're doing both of these and not creating opportunities for conversion.
If you would do all three of these things, you will be able to find a paying client. Thanks for watching.